Would you take Gideon to go see your mother?
Let's say he could wear slim, but he couldn't keep his shirts tucked in, so.
We are in-house. Thank you to the live band.
That was incredible. Absolutely astonishing.
And yeah, I'm glad they were able to make it today.
Shout out to them. Hey, we'll see you all next week, okay?
Okay, be back.
Drive safe.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
So gotta love them. Gotta love them.
Oh, well, Alex, you know we're here.
In
where are you right now?
Yep.
At this point in time, we're here. Where is here, Alex?
Here is a couch. We're sitting on the couch right now.
I mean, where are the people's ears right now that are listening?
Oh.
Well, what did they,
about these voices.
What did they just stumble on?
Well, what you're listening to, friend, if I can call you that.
Oh, okay.
If I can call you that, friend.
Bold for the first podcast.
You're at the Tucked In Tea podcast.
That's right.
Give it a round of applause.
Round of applause. All right.
Welcome to Tucked In Tea Podcast. I'm Alex.
My name is Trent.
And we're just, you know, we, just like everyone else who's in their 20s, the very beginning of our 20s, we just wanted to start a little something. And here we are, we're doing it, we're trying our best. And now, Trent, you're a good mind reader. What's everyone thinking right now?
I bet everyone's thinking this. What is the Tucked In Tea podcast? What does that stand for? What does it mean? Do these guys actually tuck in their shirts?
Well, Trent, I have my shirt untucked right now.
You're not supposed to admit that.
He's tucking in his shirt. Trent is tucking in his shirt. You know what? I might as well. If you're watching, how are you doing that?
No, that should have been
the only audio.
Pre-podcast stuff.
Routine, but, yeah. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Deodorant. Tuck in your shirt. Wallet, shoes, keys, tuck in your shoes.
I think that's a really good routine that we need to get into.
They said brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I used to skip that.
I get on that.
Okay, Tucked In Tea podcast. Well, let's see how I can describe this. Let's say that you're walking into, you know, a nice youth event and...
At a church, per se. At a conference.
Yeah, a nice conference. And you see someone, his name's probably Rodney, Trent. His name's probably Rodney.
Oh, Rodney.
Maybe Gideon, something like that. And, well, he's wearing a t-shirt, but it's tucked into his blue jeans.
Sure, he is. Belt is cinched as well.
Yep, they're in there, and they're not coming out. And it's a little different, isn't it? You know, and you can kind of tell, he's probably Holmes and Gould. Yeah, he's unique. You can tell he's kind of homeschooled. It probably is. Well, just like the Tucked In Tea is acceptable to any homeschooler, we want this podcast to be acceptable in the homes of homeschoolers across the nation.
That's right. And not just homeschoolers, but all.
But
if it's acceptable to homeschoolers,
then it better be acceptable for you. Just like the Tucked In
Tea. That's right. Just like Tucked In Tea.
So that's why we named it the Tucked In Tea Podcast. Simple. Keep it clean. Keep it simple.
Yep. Guilt-free.
Keep it, you know, comfortable. Would you take Gideon to go see your mother?
Gideon or Rodney? Which one?
They're the same person in my head.
Gideon, Rodney. I'd take him to see my mom, yeah?
Yeah, why? Because
I'd have no fear of anything happening bad.
Guess what? Just like you take Gideon to your mama, you can take this podcast right to your mom's ears. All right? She can listen with the whole family, you know, if you have a newborn. I want them to listen to me. I want to be one of the first voices they hear. My goal for this podcast is to be heard in hospitals around the nation. So if you're listening
to the people on their deathbeds or people in their birthbeds?
I prefer, you know, NICU it up.
NICU? Okay. Yeah. Our hearts go out to y'all.
So that's the podcast, and that's just kind of our goal for it. So
the goal, the dream, the vision.
Yep, I'm sitting here, untucked, but Trent's talking, and he's got his cup of coffee.
I do.
He is. How do you drink your coffee, Trent?
I drink it like I like my Bible.
Black leather.
Black leather.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Black leather, Red Letter.
That's good.
Yeah. I had my red leather coffee. Couple, you know, you sip it and you just can get some words. You just get some words.
Coffee is a lot like the Bible.
What?
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Continue.
Okay, let me see what I'm going to say here. I just started. Let's see how I just finish.
Keep it. We promise them no blasphemies.
Of course, never, whatever. Gideon wouldn't, so I wouldn't.
You know, Rodney, he wouldn't. We wouldn't either.
But, that's always dangerous. But, the coffee is like your Bible because it gives you a little something. Even when you don't want it, you can't take the coffee. Okay, here, let me get. People try to take caffeine out of coffee, but that's not right.
No, they drink it for caffeine.
There's people that are trying to take the life-giving power from the Bible, and that ain't right.
Okay. All right.
I'd probably say that that's that.
That's that. That's a wrap on that. There's one I would want to say. But a lot I'm not going to say.
But some of the mothers wouldn't approve, and so we're...
That's right.
We're not going to go there.
Keeping Rodney on all good. All good. Speaking of Rodney... I got nothing.
All right, so speaking of Rodney...
How's your mom?
Oh, she's doing great. You know what? She might be listening to my very voice right now.
Who?
Yep.
Think she'd recognize you from your voice?
I would hope she wouldn't get confused. I mean, she doesn't really only know my name most of the time. Mm. But I think she knows my voice. I hope she can distinguish between me and you, Trent. So.
Mm. I would hope so.
What about, I got my mom listening.
You want to lock that one in? I think next week we should.
I'll lock it in.
We should visit.
Okay, yeah.
How many people are listening? Okay. You lock in mom.
I'm locking in mom's listening. I'm locking in my little brother, Lorenzo.
Okay.
I'm locking in him.
Let me get to my notes.
Got an older sister. I think Valerie. I think she's going to be listening.
So okay. Hold on.
Thanks, yeah. Valerie, for listening.
Alex says...
Appreciate that.
He says what? Mama?
Yeah, Mama. Mama Elsie.
Edgar. Renzo.
By first name. We.
Renzo. What was your sister again?
Valerie.
Val.
Yep.
Phil Riri.
Who else I got? We have a mutual friend, Ivan.
Ivan. We're locking that in?
I see we're locking in. I think he'll be here.
Should we tell him we locked him in?
No, we got to let it. You know, the lock.
Play him.
You don't get to choose the lock. The lock.
You choose that. Okay. Right.
Oh, man. It's going to sound pretty bad. I don't know if I have anyone else. Those are only locks, all right? I have some maybes, but those are probably the only locks that I have for sure.
Okay. So some people locked out.
I could lock out a couple people. But I know for sure one was all right.
Okay.
A high school teacher, only had one.
Okay, what's his name? Her name?
His name, let's put him down as Richard.
Okay, put him down as Rich.
Yep, he's not listening.
How about Rich?
LA.
Richie? That works.
I never called him that, but I think
that's all I know him. That's all I know him. That's Richie.
Okay, that's how you know him, yeah. Two reasons why he's not listening. Doesn't know how to work technologically. You know, he doesn't know that.
And what's the other one?
the other reason? You'll find out.
I was really thinking you're going to say he's dead or something. I was really sad.
No.
He was about to get really somber.
I don't want to get sad on this podcast.
That's good, because we don't want to. We're here to lift spirits. Make people smile. Hopefully some laughs. Laugh a little.
Hopefully just a little bit.
Listen a lot, laugh a little. You know.
That's the motto.
That's our motto. T's tucked and laughed. Anyway.
Locked out. I also have... I'm going to go ahead and say it. Donald Trump. He's not listening.
Are you positive?
I'm 100% sure.
I'm going to reach out.
I'm sending it to him. I already let him know that we're recording, but...
We made a $1,000 Patreon tier just for him.
Well, since you just mentioned it, we do have a Patreon. I know are thinking, what are they thinking, Mind Reader Trent?
They're thinking, are you serious? That's what they're thinking.
It's a little early.
It's a little early for that.
No one's even listening, and you have a Patreon? Yes, we do.
If we're going to jump in the pool, we're going to get wet.
Yep, okay. I'm not keeping my hair dry.
No, everything's going in. So,
yep. So we got a Patreon.
Good plug, Alex.
It's called the Tucked In Tea Podcast. Link will be in the bio. We have $1 tier. You get exclusive videos that me and Trent like to put together.
Working on something in the moment. Something's in the oven. It's cooking up.
And then you also have a $5 tier that just makes us happy. So you get to decide what you want.
You can decide. If you don't like this audio, give us some Patreon and we'll get new mics.
Okay, let's put it out the bag right now what we're recording with. All right?
I think we should leave that for the $5 tier. We can release that footage.
Okay.
You'll never guess.
You'd be very surprised.
You'd be very surprised. It's not really a tucked in thing to do. Untucked.
Well, Trent, who do you got locked? I wonder who you got locked.
I got locked a few people. One would be my little brother, Seth. He already said he would. So,
hey, Seth, what's going on?
We got Seth. He listens to stuff a lot.
He has good ears.
Yeah, his ears work very well. Some would say extraordinarily well. It's kind of like a little bat. Listens to stuff a lot.
Okay.
That was weird to say.
All right, hey.
He was just telling me today, actually, earlier this same day of today.
The day we're recording, to this day.
He called me. He said he was looking for things to listen to, so I said, I got you.
So that's why we're starting this podcast, actually. Yep. Just for that.
That's the secret motive. So I'll lock in Seth.
Will you lock him in? Lock him in.
I'm going to lock in Andrew.
Andrew, okay.
I'm going to lock in Andrew.
Andrew, thanks for locking in with us.
Thanks for doing that, Andrew.
Locking in and...
Thank you for doing that. I'm gonna reach out to him, say, hey, here's his podcast. I'm sure he'll listen. I'm sure he will. The only thing is maybe he is a busy guy, so maybe he doesn't have a good opportunity to listen. But I believe that he would. I really think he would.
Take a guess right now what he's doing when he's listening.
I also got off the phone with him and another guy earlier today. Okay. And they were working out. So I think right now he is at home with his wife, just got out of the shower, eating a little snack, having some quality time.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm okay with that. Maybe throw us on to the whole family, Andrew. Let the wife hear us. And
yeah. Good old wife-o.
What's her name?
Shelby. Hope she doesn't mean the name drop, but
drop
Shelby.
Hey, I'm a locker on my
lock side. It Shelby. On your side. You don't even know.
Andrew, help me out, all right? Help me out.
All right. We're locking in that.
Okay. But have her log into a different account so we get more listens.
That's the weirdest.
I want two devices playing, please.
That's so
funny. If you have a smart TV, go ahead and throw a smart TV as well.
All right. I'm going to lock in John, another good buddy from home. A good old chap. I'll lock him in. Okay. I'll lock in Tony.
All right, Tone. I know Tony.
Good old Tony. Not much can be said because there's nothing that can truly
describe.
So we'll lock in Tony there. Other than that, for sure my girlfriend will listen. Lock in that.
It's out of the bag already. Episode 1.
Already out.
Episode 1.
Trent, it was kind of like one of those things that it was so certain that I forgot to mention it. Because I knew she would. Because she's very loving. But we'll see how long she sticks around. She may get tired of us pretty quick.
Well, lock her in.
I know she'll listen.
Locked in. Hey, notice how my girlfriend's not going to listen. But
ouch.
Because there is stop.
Because there will be.
It's all right.
She will listen one day. I'm going to lock in your future girlfriend.
I'm
locking in it.
Hey, this is a future lock.
A future lock.
All right, this is like trading for a future pick in the NBA draft. All right?
Yeah, I'm just pushing it down the line.
All right, well, I hope you're listening out there, hon. Sweets. I think that's what I'm going to call her.
Sweets.
Sweets. I like sweets. I can maybe go a little bit more traditional. Say, classic babe.
Babe.
You use babe?
I sure do.
He uses it.
I sure do.
I don't even know what else I'll call it. Maybe, honey bumpkin.
Honey bumpkin.
Yep.
Can't say I haven't.
Oh, wow. Really?
Maybe we'll leave that for another Patreon tier.
Trent's pet names.
Anyway. Yeah. So I'll lock in your future girlfriend, too. I think that's about it for me, though. Sherlock and Cole. Calvin.
Have you mentioned it to him?
No, I haven't. I'll lock him in just because. Because he's also a good, he'd be an amazing friend. One of my besties. One of the besties for the restage. And so I think if he knows about it, he'll give the first episode a listen.
Okay.
I understand that our humor is not always universal. So people might just not get it. So it doesn't hurt me.
We're not trying to reach the universe.
We're trying to reach the one?
The tucked.
The tip of the tucked.
The tucked. We will reach the tucked.
And more. And more. So I think all my lock-ins will give the first episode a listen. If it's not their type of humor, it won't offend me if they don't listen.
So what are we locked in with, about 10 listeners?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 8, 9, 10. We got 12. We got
12. 12 listens. All
12, right. 12 spies. 12 were good. 2 were locked out. All right. So that's 12, right? 12 plus 2 is 12.
10 were tucked.
10 were tucked, and 2 were.
You're more tucked.
We're tucked tighter. Oh. What if we make an off brand Duck Dynasty? Tuck Dynasty.
Wait a minute. Can I be
three? Anybody?
Can I be Psy?
Mm.
I want to be Psy.
I guess.
Okay, who
don't like that Psy?
Oh man, I didn't even get that joke. Way over my head.
Mm. Should have left that for the listeners. Oh, well, too late.
Who are you gonna be? Did you watch?
No, I really didn't grow up on it at all.
Oh,
I know it's funny. I knew lots of people who did. I just know the name. I thought it was like one of those dynasties in China. I'm like, all right, who's the emperor? How long have they been reigning? I thought, oh no, it's just these guys that hunt and are really silly.
In Louisiana.
Is that where they're from?
Yep.
Called Roy
West Graham. Monroe. How do I remember this still?
I live near Monroe back home.
Where's home? Tell them, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Address.
That's a lot of information. All right. 2004. No, I'm kidding. It's Iowa is the state of my birth, my raising, my weaning, my everything. Iowa.
Yep. And guess what? I'm right next to him.
Yep. He's the next door
Nebraska. Nebraska, yeah. Nebraska. That's also same things as me. Weaned and trained and...
Weaned, teened, limousined.
Gleaning. Book of Ruth. Read it.
Who are you, Boaz? I mean, okay.
Some dude.
Lots of farms, lots of fields, so...
Wait a minute.
Honestly, are we just...
Say I grew up as a Boaz.
Some would say he's a future Boaz. That is yet to write his own.
I'm just shuttle or trying to find my Ruth.
All right, we're gonna move on. We don't want our sensitive listeners... to get uncomfortable. Here's a random thought. Speaking of Boaz,
mm-hmm.
Did you have any the views of Iowa growing up? Yeah, like, what did you think of Iowa? Did you have anything on Iowa?
As a
Nebraskan.
Yeah, speaking of Boaz, I did have, you know, some views on Iowa. Mainly, it all came from football, college football.
Okay.
It's big in our state. It's the only... sports team that we have. That
same with Iowa.
No big. And so, yep, we did care about it. And guess what? We had a rival. It was Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Mm-hmm.
The Huskers mm-hmm. don't like those guys.
The Huskers.
The Huskers don't like
Who's
them.
Who's your mascot? Is it a Cornhusker? Is it a man?
It's
I don't
a
know.
Man.
I don't know if I've ever
it's
seen
him. It's a man. I don't know how to describe him. He's wearing a hat.
Oh, I've seen him.
And yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Big old head.
I've definitely seen him. I think I have a card somewhere with him, actually.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. It's in your room. I saw that.
It is in my room. Let me go grab that.
Dude, I can't see it. Okay.
I know.
And he's gone, so it's just me talking. I don't know why he actually didn't leave. I did have a presupposition. That's not the right word. Anyway, I did have, you know, something against Iowa growing up.
Oh.
We actually came up with a little...
Are you going to tell me this, or are you just going to tell them that?
I'm really here talking to them. You just happened to be here.
Because we are sharing a house at the moment, I just had to include you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You're the only one here. But we actually had an acronym for Iowa. It's...
I hate this.
Idiots out... Wandering about.
I thought it was. I've heard it differently.
Really? What'd you?
What? I heard idiots out walking around, but you say wandering about.
Yeah.
Shake my hand. I like that better. Kind of rhymey. Idiots out. Idiots.
Idiots.
Idioms. Just for idioms are out there.
Mm.
These words.
You have any Iowa idioms? That's like
we
corn
say,
in the harvest.
Oh, we We say a lot of ope. Do you say that a lot? Was that a Nebraska thing too?
Oh yeah.
Ope.
I think that's all the Midwest.
Ope. I think I've knocked it off a little bit. I've not. Yeah.
I think it's just so subconscious for me that I don't even know.
I probably do it all the time, and I think I've taken care of this. I've weeded it out of my life, and here I am. Ope. If I've said it this far on the episode, I've been proven right.
It only comes out of me whenever you know.
Whenever we're on cord.
if I smell the husk, then usually I'll throw an ope out. But
well, it's harvest time.
I usually ope in the grocery store. I'm in aisle 10 and my bad.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I do say it then. I definitely say sorry. I keep saying it. Oh, sorry.
All right. The listeners are oped out. So,
ask me what I thought of Nebraska. Go ahead.
Hey, let's hear it. What did you think of Nebraska, Trent?
I just thought it was Nebraska. I didn't really have any thoughts.
Okay. No acronyms for Nebraska.
Yeah, let me come up with one. Never ever believing rationally, as said kids answer. Nebraska.
If only that made sense, it could have been.
Okay, funny. Let me try again. It's too hard on the spot to think of something that makes sense. Never even breathing rationally.
I gotta keep it.
Never ever. Come back to this at the end of the episode. I'll think of something. Okay, I'm working.
That's with the Patreon.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you might have proved your point as your acronym of Iowa, because I can't even come up with anything right now.
But I was surrounded by people that didn't like Iowa, and so even at my school of only 20 kids from K through 12, we had a mutual dislike for your state, Trent, and honestly, I need to apologize. So, I apologize to the governor and the municipal courts of Iowa.
I've met the governor of Iowa.
What's his name?
Her.
I don't like it.
No, she's amazing. She actually is amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At the moment, it's Governor Kim Reynolds.
Kim.
We met her at like one of those baseball games. She's really
sweet. One of those.
Really nice lady. She's doing wonders for our government, state government. So,
okay,
thumbs up to Miss Kim.
I wish I could say I knew who mine was.
Oh, really?
Last time I know, it was Pete Ricketts.
Nebraska.
I don't know if he's still
Lincoln.
That's the capital.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking. How far are you from Lincoln?
45 minutes. Whoa! Can't give out too much of my location. All right.
Okay. Which direction? 45 minutes.
You have to find that out, listeners. You can do that.
I was about 45 minutes from Des Moines, so.
Okay.
20 to some sides.
Dude, give me a stay. I'll give you the capital any day. Ooh. That was my thing.
Oh, me? Put her there.
Oh, no.
I won some elementary contest.
Really?
We'd stay capital and point to it the fastest.
I wish I was ever involved with something like that.
Yeah, you couldn't really understand. I was like, I didn't feel like three months from the hair. And they were like, yep, you said them all.
Was that the speech impediment that you had as a kid?
It was really difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say, I don't play anymore. And they're like, yeah, you can go to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, that's the age you wanted? So it was really difficult. A lot of therapy. Lots of therapy. And the first time I went to therapy, they thought I was dealing with something totally different. But then they realized I was just talking funny. So, big ordeal.
I'm glad to see you got that all worked out.
Yep, glad it's
okay. So sometimes it comes out, you know. Sleep talks a little bit, so.
It's just weird that you're screaming. You're just in his room and you hear. So.
I apologize to any of the headphone listeners. I think you guys should be all right. But just want to apologize. How's that acne coming along?
I said by the end of the episode, we're on word three.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Hey, no worries. I just expect great things if you're taking so much time.
Well, you know what they say about Iowa.
That they're idiots.
Yep.
They're out wondering about... Actually, I don't know how tucked in that is to say the word idiots.
I know. I was also thinking of that.
Because I was not allowed to as a kid.
Yeah, it was... Not smiled upon.
Frowned upon.
I like the way you think. I like the way you think. I like how we said the same thing differently. That's so funny. Anyway, so are we making a new tuck right now?
No more.
No more.
No more that word.
No more. So
that rhymes.
Look, you have to make a new acronym too.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll go with...
Imbecile. Incompetent.
Ingrown.
Ingrown what?
Ingrown wanderers.
You ingrown wanderers. Is that supposed to be a compliment?
I don't know if I'd call myself ingrown as a human. I wouldn't describe myself as a human. I'd probably... I meant as ingrown.
No, personally.
Oops. I wouldn't describe myself as ingrown, seeing that I'm only 5'7". So.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Okay.
I'm definitely human, I promise. I guess I could promise. I think so. The doctor said I could, so.
Let's see, where you are. Didn't we have a challenge for our listeners this week to email us about? We thought of something before we started recording, and we wanted to throw it out to our listeners. But it's something that we did, a little exercise just for funsies that we talked about, describing ourselves in three words.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to reach out to you all. Well, we'll explain and we'll give our three words, but...
You can reach us at the email of...
TuckedIntPodcast@gmail.com.
All right, let's say that again together.
TuckedIntPodcast@gmail.com. All right.
Well, Graham, so, what were the three words that you...
The three words that I used were... I said I started off with a pretty average word. I said average. I said average, and then I went straight to nationality so that you kind of get my complexion, who I am. I said German.
Okay.
Average German lad.
Lad. He's the lad.
Just to avoid any confusion, average German lad was what I chose. So, those are my three words.
All right.
What were your three words, Alex?
Well, I went down similar. For our audio listeners. I went down the similar path of, first thing you see when you look at me, brown. Okay? So, brown. Brown was the first word. Second word I used. Gonna alliterate a little bit. Blocky. I'm not necessarily, comfortable and slim fit, so I'd say that I would describe myself as a little bit blocky.
Let's say he could wear slim, but he couldn't keep his shirts tucked in, so
it would affect.
It just not the way to go. We could say that way.
And then we're probably going to say, for the third word, to avoid any confusion, in this day of time and in this area.
Okay.
Boy. Keep it elevated.
You know, let's do this the Midwest one and shake hands a lot.
That's what we're always doing. I don't care if you guys can't see it or not.
24/7. I wish. Absolutely. Good morning, Alex. Shake my hand.
Boom. Right there.
Pass me the toothpaste, Alex. Shake my hand. Cooking pancakes, Alex? Shake my hand.
This all is pancakes today?
He sure did. Woke up to the fresh smell of pancakes.
Except they didn't taste that good. They kind of tasted salty. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how you get salty pancakes.
I know one way. You put salt in them.
I know you were asleep, but I promise.
Said, oh, I made you pancakes, Trent. Trying them. I know you struggle with iodine levels. Go ahead. Eat some.
It's like sneaky in a...
How's your thyroid?
I know what that is. But it's like sneaking in a pill for your dog. You know
what I mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wrap it in peanut butter or cheese. I always wish my parents would do that for me. Because I know I like taking medicine. So maybe they could put, you know, a little bit of Dayquil in a smoothie for me.
Ew. 100th episode, Dayquil smoothie.
That'd be a different kind of episode.
No, we're not doing that.
Do you have, like, a medicine when you think about your childhood that, like, comes up? Like, childhood medicine, this is what you took all the time.
Not necessarily cough medicine.
Yeah, about flavor.
Usually grape.
Oh, really?
Never cherry. Oh, cherry's bad.
Cherry's so bad. Oh, that's what mine is.
Oh, cherry's
I don't know
bad.
Why my dear saint of a mother would get me over and over again cherry cough medicine. Man, that stuff is nasty. And then, did your mom ever make you lick that little cup until it was all
gone? Yeah. Which, okay, we also went bubblegum flavor a lot. Which is not bad on that. Not the worst. So bubblegum, I didn't mind licking the little measuring cup.
Yeah.
A little plastic. So I didn't mind on the bubblegum. Other ones, gross. Grape, close second. Cherry, absolute bad.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
If we didn't make that pact, I'd give it worse.
Down. All right. Okay. Well, Alex, maybe it's time to wind down.
So let's wind down here on that Tucked In Tea podcast. And how we do that here, folks, it's all how we wind down, Trent.
How we normally wind down on this podcast, as we have in days gone by, and we'll continue to in days coming to the future, we make sure that our socks are pulled up. We make sure that our shirts are stayed tucked in. We actually, you know, I'm going to do it. We re-tuck in our shirts. We make sure they're tucked in.
Okay. We're standing up and we're doing that, right?
And then after we make sure that's taken care of,
we sing a little song.
We sing a little song. We do?
We sing a little song.
That's right. As of
just about the contents of the episode.
Yeah, Alex loves to sing. So
Trent, he's the great singer.
No.
He leads us in it usually. So.
Yeah, they couldn't see if I led the music anyway. Waving my arms.
Well, Trent, you want to kick us off?
Nope, no, I don't.
Maybe a little beat.
That's okay. I'll give you a beat. I'm better at that.
Here you go. I'll clap for you. And the three, and the two, and the one,
and go.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Okay. We really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday because that's a fun day.
Okay,
when you listen to the Tucked In Tea podcast, sing a verse.
I got nothing. I don't sing in front of people.
Good thing there's no one here. Hey, let's take it first. Let's do better two, better one.
And here we go. No. Okay.
All right. That wasn't even about the contents of the episode.
No, it was. But it was a whole lot of ouchie for their ears. Clap after clap.
I promise you, next week, we'll have something for you.
We'll try and come up with something as a
as a little outro thing, a little winding down time. But we thank you for joining us today. First episode, all done.
It's over.
Shake it. Put her there.
We're shaking hands again. We encourage you to shake hands with the nearest person to you.
Yeah, if you would right now, actually, look around, closest person to you, go ahead and reach out.
Yep.
Reach out. Take look him in the eye. Don't say anything. Just look him in the eye and say, put her there.
And go ahead and take a picture of it. Attach that to the email.
Let them know that Jesus loves them. That's good. That's good.
All right. Well, this is a Tucked in Tea podcast. We're different.
Stay different. Stay tucked in. All right. Thank you guys so much. And we're going to hit it now with the outro. Oh, look, the orchestra's back. Hey, guys, welcome back. I forget. They just took a quick lunch break.
And play it.
Here we go. Oh, that's so good. That's awesome. Thank you. Oh, well, that was a
I love this power. Okay.
Oh,
true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go.
I'm with my arm.
Okay. Waving them around. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, schoolboy. Yeah. All right. Yeah, put her there.
Take a knee.
Oh, yeah. Take a knee.
We actually just... We actually just realized a little problem.
A little issue that came up.
We promised something and didn't deliver. The acronym for Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give it to him, try it.
Here it is. I hope it's worth us coming back for this. My fault for not doing it earlier. Okay, here we go. Nebraska stands for neighbors exercising bad religious actions, sinning constantly about.
Constantly with
Constantly with a K. Constantly with a K. That's the key.
Okay.
That's the key. Well, again, do we end it a second time? Do we? Put her there. Put her there. Okay.
All right. Shake a hand. Yep. The band can continue.
All right. Play. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. When you subscribe to the Patreon, keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked in Tea podcast.